from stpetecatalyst.com.
We are in the Catalyst studio for My Mayor, and joining me is Marcille Powers, candidate for mayor. Hi, Marcille.
Hi, Joe. It's nice to be here again.
Good to see you. How's life on the campaign trail?
Well, this week has been really overwhelming because I was handing out a lot of resource guides on mental health self-care and talking with people on the South Side, and there's a bunch of intergenerational trauma that can really be assisted if people learn how to speak to each other in a needs-based modality, because we have a lot of violence and drug abuse and things like that, which are actually protectors coming up from traumatized children that are affected from unmet needs when they're younger. And those protectors don't realize that those children aren't still living through those traumas every single day. So that's why they're doing things like self-harming and violence and drug abuse. And when you break it down and explain it to people, after listening to them, it becomes like, oh yeah, this is really something that could help. But it's going to take a time and a lot of group discussions and bringing the different neighborhoods together, because for generations, it seems like different neighborhoods have been pitted against each other.
That's a great observation, and sounds like a good start to building, or a good addition to building, some awareness. I know there's a lot of other work as well. So today we are getting to know you by hearing which unanswered questions you'd love to know the answers to. And we put a few parameters, which were within the realm of humanity, again, super existential. And we looked for one thing in the last couple of years, one thing from history, and one more fun and lighthearted item. So let's kick it off. What's the first answer you'd love to know?
I would love to know what is one thing that each and every citizen of the city would like to change. So I want to start with you, Joe. What would you like to see changed about the city?
One thing I would like to see changed about the city is I would love to see ideas flow more freely everywhere. And thanks for turning the tables on this on this interview. I'd like to see an idea meritocracy where the best ideas, regardless of where they came from, floated to the top so everybody could benefit from them. So there's the first. There's a first entry in your database.
Yeah, and that you made me think about the platform to have people vote on issues, and a better way to do it would to have people be able to submit issues themselves. So then that way people can vote on those issues, and then the issues that get the most votes are the ones we can concentrate on.
Sure, that makes sense. All right, so let's move on to number two. How about something from history?
Well, I'm really curious to know what would have happened when the European immigrants came to this country if they had integrated with the indigenous tribes as opposed to segregated from them.
And, you know, that certainly has parallels to how we still live in a somewhat siloed society today. And, you know, can you talk about why you believe it's, and I'm first confirming that you do believe this, but how you believe that really mixing everybody together can lead to different results than we have today?
Well, it's not that I don't believe that we've done a good job for what we can do as a society integrating with each other already. I mean, there are certainly a lot of things to come over, which are our primitive mindsets, their subconscious mindsets, where we segregate and separate ourselves into like groups. However, in the United States, when I talk to Europeans, they're like, well, we always put you down, but it sucks you're putting each other down now, because you've actually done a really good job integrating. And if we could just continue on this platform and bring some of those subconscious things that are causing us to separate to the consciousness and say, like, I'm not a bad person because I have an internal reaction that makes me want to go talk to someone who looks like me at first. That's just how my brain is functioning. And to come past that, I'm going to have to admit that to myself and ask myself why, and if there's anything I can consciously do to stop doing that.
All right. Now it's time for a kind of a pivot to something a little more fun. It's just very serious issues, important issues you mentioned. But if we were to go a little more lighthearted, what's a more fun truth?
I'd be interested in knowing how and when the city could do a dog day where we could have a festival of dogs and celebrate being one of the most friendly dog cities in the country. So it'd be all the pet vendors could come out and we could do something maybe on North Shore and people could, you know, sell dog treats, homemade dog treats. Artists could do, you know, pet portraits and, you know, there could be things for cats too. I'm a cat person.
I was going to say, if we're struggling to overcome a divided society, I'm wondering, make sure the cat folks and all the other folks are represented too.
Right.
And maybe it's time for cats and dogs to get together a little more. Well, that's great. And thank you for coming in the Catalyst studio. It's always good to see you, and we'll see you again in a couple weeks.
Thank you for having me on and giving me a platform so I can talk about some important issues. I really appreciate it.
From stpcatalyst.com.